Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second, the shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third, the center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burtell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards right. Staub fields it and throws to second to catch Peña for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. Burtell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aspromonte out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burtell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burtell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball towards center. Wynn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wynn. Jackson scores. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peña is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0. Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. Altman goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Lillis moves to third. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Lillis scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards short. Pena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo scores. Altman moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White pinch hits for Jim Owens. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Morgan bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Spangler moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aspromonte for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Coombs now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.